Good morning to you, wonderful people. Greetings to you. Boy, you look so good out here this morning, all cheery and everything. You look full of joy. I hope it's more than Christmas joy. I hope it's the joy of the real season and the joy of the Lord. I hope that's what has got you so joyfully looking. Welcome. Share a couple verses here from Psalm 79. Because we know what the world is saying about what's taking place now. But he says, "Oh God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. The holy temple have thou defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have thou given to the be meat unto the fowls of the heavens, of the flesh of the saints, and to the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and they are none to bury them. We are become a reproach of our neighbors, a scorn to their diversion, to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thou jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon thy heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdom that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste the dwelling places. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. For in let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of thy names, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. God is so good, and God has called upon you people, and you have come to know the Lord, and you're here to worship and honor him for that. May he bless you well as we worship together.
For hymn of worship this morning, using number 120, sing the first and second verse. Let's all stand.
God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we're so thankful that we have this time, this opportunity. It is a real joy, Heavenly Father, to come together with people who lack faith, people who rejoice in your goodness. And Almighty God, you have been good to us. You have blessed us in a wonderful way this week, as usual, dear God. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy that is beginning to arise, and the joy that's being spread at this time of the year. We would that the whole year would be a joyful year because of the Lord, but might this time that we recognize the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, might it be a great joy that it will ring out throughout, not only in this nation, but throughout the world, Heavenly Father, and many come to know and realize Jesus as Savior in their life. So, Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you loved in such a way that you give your only begotten Son that we might have salvation through his name. And so, Heavenly Father, it is his name we come to you this morning. We honor you. We know that thou art the almighty God, creator of all things, all-powerful Heavenly Father, and can do all things beyond our expectation. and we thank you for that time of work in people's lives. So this morning as we come, we humbly bow before you and ask Heavenly Father, you would bless our people here that is gathered in the name of Christ, and help us, Heavenly Father, to always give you honor, and help us to exalt Jesus, the one who was birthed as a child in Bethlehem. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Now for communion, hymn using number 358, saying the first and third verse.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there, while he waits for you. Listen to his voice, sing with him your hair, and start your life anew.
Kneel at the cross, once again, so good to see so many folks in the Lord's house and see you in such a cheerful way. Certainly, as God has blessed us in such a wonderful way, it ought to ring out, joy ought to ring out of our hearts, oughtn't it? Share a couple things with you this morning. I forgot last week to thank the people who came and decorated and so forth, decorated the building, and because there were people working while some of us was playing, and so we thank you for doing that, and taking care of those. It's always a joy when we come together and do that. Frank, was you in on that this year? Was you the one on the floor this year underneath the tree and all, did the crawling around? Okay. I missed you in there when we was in the other room. I thought maybe that's where you was at. All right. But it's good. Thank you for policing the place up and helping us to be so nice and nice, comfortable, and nice-looking place for people to come and worship with the Lord. Thank you for doing that. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, let us turn then to our prayer list, and I'm going to share a couple of thoughts here. You know, I don't go over the prayer list as we used to do because of, I don't know why we don't, but we do like to mention from time to time those people who have things taken care of, but we want to pray always for each and every one on our prayer list. Everyone's important, and their needs are important, so pray for them. Sometimes people have large operations, some have small operations, but they're all important to the person that's undergoing them, so we pray for them. And so on we're glad to see Alicia and Jeff with us this morning. Jeff, we know he had a knee operation, and he says he's walking, and that's good. And so we just pray that things will continue to go well for him. Ada had some from then to her neck and so forth. And there is a possibility now that they are going to be able to do something to help you even further, I understand. So we pray that will take place. Pauline, she had a couple of visits last week to the doctor, and so she tells me they kind of come off good, and so that's great. So we're always glad to hear those good things is happening to our people. We're glad that our piano player is with us this morning, and hopefully that she will, those headaches will go away and not defer her from being here. Let's see who else. And but anyhow, keep each and every one, because there's Mrs. Gaines. We know that she's not able to be. She would really like to be here today, because she'd like to gather with you on this special day, special time, and especially have the meal with you and so forth. She would really enjoy that. So she's not able to do that. I understand that she is just about, if not completely, over her shingles now. Last I heard, she just had a little bit, and so hopefully this week those left also. Hopefully she's better. Wayne and Fanny is not here this morning, and Wayne is not well, and so we pray that they will be well and be back with us. But we're so glad that you're here, and we want you to join together with us in prayer for those on our prayer list, our nation, those who lead our nation, and just pray that things will go well, that they'll look to God for guidance. We know of all the troubles and turmoil that we're in. We know that old Satan is at work, and he's certainly an adversary to the goodness of God, and he'll do whatever he can to tear it down. So let us certainly pray against him, and pray that the people that are in leadership will look to him, to God, to lead the people in a good and godly way. People in the care home, always keep them in your minds. We always have them on our prayer list, and we know, and especially pray for those people who care for them, because they're real important to the comfort of those people in their care homes, and they can do a lot to make them enjoy or help them to enjoy their stay there. And who else do we have on our prayer list? And then pray for our church. We want to grow. We want to grow in numbers, but that's not our big thing here. We want to grow in spirit, and we want to be more understanding what God would have us to do and be more helpful to those around the neighborhood here. So let's pray for the church, that God will lead us and help us to do the things he has us to do for the people in this community, that certainly many would come to look to God and honor him as you are today. Thank you for being here. As we come to our prayer time. And then also, Homer Hensley. Most of you know Homer. And he lives down, I got to meet him this summer. And he's an energetic guy and so forth. But he had some problems with his ankles and such. And now that has moved up, and I understand it's in his arms and so forth, and he can't even feed himself. So here's a man of middle age or a little better, real energetic fellow he was and so forth, but he now is not able to even feed himself. They are taking a bunch of tests to see if they can figure out what's wrong with Homer. So let's pray that God will work with those doctors and give them insight, and that they'll be able to help him, because it's sad to see somebody like that who is so energetic and so busy all the time, and now he's just incapacitated. So pray for each and every one. We thank you for that.
For prayer hymn, using number 118, singing the first and fourth verse, and Doodle will have her prayer. That's all I'm saying.
Shall come the time for soul.
the invitation hymn be number 353. Not this time the choir bring the Christmas program.
Songs of joy, Christmas joy, we can't help asking one question. Why? Why would this king forsake the glory of heaven for a dark, dirty stable? Why would he turn his back on multitudes of angels bowing before him for a world that could not begin to fathom who he was?
Thank you.
she accepted God's call on her life, a young girl named Mary became an unforgettable part of the Christmas joy. For 9 months, she carried within her the hope of all mankind, and the night Jesus was born, she delivered the greatest gift of joy the world has ever known. Joseph wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. The strips of cloth kept him warm and made him feel secure. They were also a symbol, a way faithful Jewish parents said, "We will teach this child to walk straight in God's word and in his way." And so the Word, our way to the Father, God's own Son, set off on a journey that would one day take him to a cross.
Thank you.
come to this familiar story with increasing wonder at God's great love in giving his son. Every familiar Christmas carol reminds us that this is a story of joy, a joy we experience every time we sing about our Savior.
Thank you again, Kathleen and Choir, for your time and efforts and your presentation. Thank you so much. As I look out, I usually try to greet everybody, but it's sometimes I guess I get back in the back room before you get in. And I do recognize we have visitors. We certainly want to make you welcome. Hope you feel welcome. I see that Sean back there and his pretty wife and his little child back there. And I take for granted then this must be some connection to them. All right, greetings to you folks. Let's see who else is visiting. Oh yeah, here. Hello, Ryan. Haven't seen you for some time. He's my buddy. So yeah. All right. So good to see each and every one of you, and thank you for being here. And just being here expresses your love for the Lord and the joy. And certainly, Christmas is all about joy. And Christmas time oughtn't to be the only time that we have joy to the world, though. It should be all. The greatest moment of all humanity took place the night that Jesus came into the world, and that ought to be a joy through the hearts of Christians, especially all year long. I like to see the joy and the excitement on the little children's faces as they express when they open their gifts and stuff. But you know what? Christmas isn't always about gifts and decorations and trees and sleighs and Santa Claus and all those things came about because of Christmas in Jesus Christ. The greatest thing was the night that God visited the world and brought into existence his son through Mary for you and for me, that our sins could be forgiven, that we could have joy in our hearts and our lives regardless of what's taking place out in the world. We still have that great joy. You always experience the joy of Christ in your life. I like what the shepherd story. And that, you know, the lowly shepherds, and what a joy it must have been for them as they were introduced to the birth of Jesus. They were the first ones were told about the birth of Jesus, really. And they were caring for sheep out there, and they were probably caring for the lambs that were going to be offered on a sacrifice, as a sacrifice in the temple. And it's only appropriate, isn't it, for them to be able to lay eyes upon, be the first ones to lay eyes upon the Lamb of God. And it says that they went back rejoicing. And so to you people, to us who have seen Jesus in the spiritual eyes, are we just joyful as they? And they went back, and the scripture says that they were just glorified God, full of joy. What a wonderful story that is, and a wonderful, wonderful thing that God has demonstrated his love in such a powerful way for you and for me, for all of mankind, that he would go to the extent to give his only son, birth him into this earth world, that he might take our place at Calvary's cross and give us hope and joy of life and life eternal. We're going to sing an invitation hymn, and oftentimes it's not the preaching that stirs, it's the Holy Spirit that stirs in people's hearts and lives, and oftentimes they're stirred for in various ways. Preaching the word, that's a very good way that God uses to stir people's hearts and minds and spirits and get them to understand and realize their need for Jesus in their life. So also the singing, the hymns that sung, and the presentations that we just heard, those are all good means of the Holy Spirit working with people in their lives and their hearts to invite Jesus to come in. You won't hear too much about Jesus out in the workaday life. You'll hear about Jesus here in places like this. And we hope that if you haven't heard him, if you haven't made him as your Savior, that this morning that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and said, you have a need in your life, and that need is Jesus. And if you want to receive him, we invite you to come as we stand. Sing the first verse only of our invitation hymn. Stand with me, please. Some of you folks might not have known, but I think most of you do, this day is also our annual meal together, our holiday meal. If you don't know, we want to invite you to come and be a part of that and enjoy the fellowship and so forth. And so take time to be with us for a little while longer and have a good meal together. God bless you. Thank you for being here. As I always say, may God bless you with the greatest week you've ever experienced in your life as you go forth this week in the name of Christ Jesus. And Michael, I'm going to ask you, would you dismiss us in God's love?
Yes, sir. Our dear Heavenly Father, we give praise to you. We thank you for being able to come together on a day like today and get together with our fellow members of this church of Christ. And today is such a good day. Every day is a good day to give praise to you. And we pray that the choir special today really was used by you, used by the Holy Spirit to bring joy and peace to the people of the congregation here. And we ask that you please use this joy to spread it to others among our community. We ask that you please be with us as we fellowship a little longer after church, and please give us safe journeys home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, John.